About to say kinos, followed by kinos. Gemara in Bava Basra refers to Eicha by its original name. Eicha is the original kinos. And that's why so many of the kinos that follow this evening and tomorrow are built on Eicha. They're built on Eicha not only the way that they're written, and not only in the language, but the ingredients of Eicha, the ingredients of kinos. Eicha gives us the chance to recognize our tzar. Eicha leads us to recognize our suffering and to give words to our suffering. And then to give words to the sense of bewilderment. We recognize what we're going through. We recognize what we have gone through as individuals, as a tzibur, as a nation, and it leaves us in a state of timahon. It leaves us in a state of bewilderment. We're not sure what to do with it. And Eicha leads us, and the kinos lead us, to a sense of tzidok hadin, of recognizing that tzadiku Hashem, we recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu's justice, whether we understand it, whether we see it, or not. And Eicha ultimately leads us to, in the third parak and the final parak, to a search for tshuva, and to a search for what can I do, what can we do in this situation. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva. And there are tzaros that we recognize, and there are tzaros that we don't recognize. There are tragically, plenty of tzaros that we do recognize. Within our own kehila, think of the loss of Dr. Shalom, the loss of Ron, the loss of Dr. Eileen. Each loss of a member of our shul, each loss that members of our shul suffered is a tragedy. Certainly, uniquely tragic, the loss of Donnie, a parent bearing a child, a tragedy for Donnie's family, a tragedy for our kehila to lose our Donnie, and part of a tragedy of Kolistar. And then they, following the tragedies of COVID, the loss of so many tzaddikim, so many anshei unashei maase, so many Jews, and so many human beings. And such suffering. And followed by the collapse of bleachers in Yerushalayim, followed by the collapse of half a building in Surfside. There are a lot of tzaras that we see. And Tisha B'Av is a time for the tzaras that we notice. And Tisha B'Av is also a time to notice the tzaras that we don't notice. Above all is to notice the loss of a mikdash that we never knew. Ramban speaks very tersely and very poetically about the interplay on Tisha B'Av between the Avelos Chadasha and the Avelos Yishana. The fresh, new types of Avelos. There was someone that we knew, and there was something that we knew. And he is gone, and she is gone, and they are gone, and it is gone. And then there's the Mikdash that we never knew. The relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you and I never personally experienced, but that our people experienced. And that our people are meant to experience, and that you and I are meant to experience. And as we enter into the kinos of Tanakh, followed by the kinos of the Paitanim throughout the generations, Yirmiyahu wrote these kinos, he saw the Beis HaMikdash. He saw the human suffering at the time of the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, and he saw the spiritual loss. And Eicha opens with a sense of of loneliness. That's the theme of the first parak. What are we lonely from? As we think about the Beis HaMikdash, sometimes, you know, we might think, say, Karbanos, I don't necessarily connect with it. It's not something that I've ever seen. We know that animal sacrifice is supposed to be part of our Avodas Hashem, but it's not something you or not, you or I have ever experienced as part of Judaism, even though we're supposed to. And we wonder, what is it that we're crying about when we speak of crying over the Churban HaMikdash? And we wish that we could shed tears for what? It's so important. I've heard many, many times this night from Rav Schechter and from Rabbi Tursky that the Mikdash is not a place of Karbanos. Karbanos also were one of the things that took place at the Beis HaMikdash. Asuli Mikdash v'shachanti v'socham. The Torah speaks that the second half of Chumash Shemos is dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash, even though Karbanos don't really appear much until Chumash Vayikra. Because the Mishkan was not the place for Karbanos. The Mishkan is a Mishkan, the place for Shechina. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu's address, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's work address, the office in Olam Hazeh. It was the place you could come to find Ribono Shel Olam. And that's why it was a center, all of our Yahadus was meant to be centered, is meant to be centered in the Beis HaMikdash. It was a center of Torah, a center of Tefillah, it was a center of Chesed. Mishnayos speak about how there were, the architecture of the Beis HaMikdash was built to enable Nicham Avelim, it was built to enable B'Mesameach Hasanim. We think often about the Mikdash as a center of Tefillah. Even now we don't have a Mikdash, but we follow the lead of Shlomo HaMelech's Tefillah. We try to always at least point ourselves towards Eretz Yisrael, towards Yerushalayim, towards the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash is a place where Tefillahs are most readily answered. And if we don't have that, it's the second best. Let our Tefillahs at least be, so to speak, travel to Shamayim via the Mikdash. The Mikdash was a Merkaz HaChesed, it was a Merkaz HaTefillah, it was a Merkaz HaTorah. The original copies of Torah Shebichzav, the two sets of Luchos, and the original Sefer Torah, all housed in the Beis HaMikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And now the Torah Shebichzav, the Torah Shebaal Peh, the living Masorah of Torah Shebaal Peh, was meant until the very end of this period, the second Beis HaMikdash, as the Romans were gathering. Up until that point, for 1,500 years, for a millennium and a half, the Mikdash had been the center of the Sanhedrin. Torah tells us the Sanhedrin sits right near the Mizbeach. The Mikdash was not only a place of Karbanos. The Mikdash was the place that was meant to be the national center of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to the extent that we feel distant, to the extent that we wish HaKadosh Baruch Hu was more a part of our lives than He is, to the extent that we wish we recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives more than we do, to the extent that the words of Shir HaShirim speak to us, when Shlomo HaMelech and Shir HaShirim describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as taking one of two postures. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sometimes Mashkiach Menachalonos, sometimes He's Meitzitz Menacharakim. Sometimes He's looking out the window at us. But sometimes He's peeking at us through the cracks. Kadosh Baruch Hu is always watching. But if someone is looking me through the window, he sees me and I can see him. And I can see him watching me. If someone is peeking at me through the cracks, peeking me through a keyhole, he may be watching me, but I can't see him. And I can't see that he's watching me. He cares, but I don't know that he cares. And to the extent that we feel like we're in the Meitzis Min HaCharakim zone, we've been in the Meitzis Min HaCharakim zone for a long time, and sometimes particularly, we feel like that keyhole is very small. We know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching, but we don't feel it, we don't see it. That's all of that is a result and a symptom of a lack of Mikdash. If we take all these feelings of contemporary tzar, these feelings of fresh loss, of avelus chadasha, of people that we knew, people we named before, and so many others, and the structures that we remember that seem to have come apart, literally and figuratively, and the losses that we work to recognize, the work to recognize the avelus yishan, the work to recognize how life ought to be and isn't, the personal gaps in our lives, the spiritual gaps in our lives, as individuals, as a kehila, and as part of Klal Yisrael, we take all these feelings, these spoken feelings, these unspoken feelings, we pour them into kinos. We pour them into seeking to find words for the unspeakable. We begin with Yirmiyahu's kinos, the kinos of Eichav. We proceed from there to the brief array of kinos of Leil Tisha B'Av, which we will cap off, as we do every year, with the kinos for the Holocaust. After the close of Maariv, with Atah Kadosh and so forth, there'll be an opportunity to continue in the Beis HaMedrash after the completion of the various minyanim, to throw ourselves further into the work of Tisha B'Av, with a focus on two of the stories of Kamtza Bar Kamtza, and perhaps capped with Tisha B'Av appropriate Nigunim as well. Echa Yashiva Vada Oyir Abbasia Ayisa Yamana Rabasi Vagoyi Sarasi Vamedina Ayisa Omas Bachal Sivkabalai Dimasa Alechaya Ein Lach Menachem Mikal Haveha Kareyaha Bagaduva Ayula Yevim.